one last issue, Chairman. Look, thank you for your very candid comments. I never thought I'd hear a banker talk about the time a call was received and the number of errors in a 200-page document. So they've been terrifically fulsome answers. I think people should remember that the Singapore government also put $400 million into ABC Learning at the time we took our biggest exposure. So clearly it wasn't just the Commonwealth Bank on its own going in there. But my actual issue, my last issue is a different one. It relates to the way ComSec operates. And I have to admit I've got a bit of an interest here. I've got the phone off for fear of getting one of your margin calls coming through from ComSec. You don't lend against almost half of the shares in my portfolio. I've bought shares in the top 750 companies, and you won't lend against pretty good companies like APA Group, a solid pipeline company. Yet when it comes to your own perpetual exchangeable repurchasable listed shares, of which there's about $3.4 billion worth outstanding, these are Commonwealth Bank notes that convert in 2012, you're prepared to lend 90%. So you'll lend 90% against your own stock. You won't lend 90% against anyone else's stock. And I would have thought there's a problem with being a bank lending to people who then lend it back to the bank at 90%. So in an environment where everyone's hurting, everyone's getting margin called, can I just ask that you actually lend against a few more stocks, even if it's only 20 or 30%, but your clients are hurting? You've got 58% of the margin lending business in the country, and you've given no latitude at all in terms of lending against companies. And I'd ask you to be more generous, not quite as generous as you are with your own perpetual notes at 90%, but could you just, you know, think about your clients and actually give them some relief as you're making hundreds of margin calls against them every day?
Mr. Mayne, the first comment I'd make is that the processes and practices we've had around margin lending have stood us in very good stead in this very difficult time. David or Ralph, would you like to make any further comment?
Well, I think the point you make is a very valid one, John. We have taken a very conservative view on margin lending, and as a result of that, our margin lending business has done very well, and we have not had anywhere near the levels of write-offs that other margin lenders have had who have lent on a wide range of stocks. We take a view that we will only loan against a certain number of stocks, which are stocks that have high levels of liquidity and also are highly rated stocks. So I make no apologies for the fact that we have a limited number of stocks that we are prepared to margin lend against. And I think there's no doubt that the conservatism and that approach has stood you, the shareholder, in very good stead.